Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the Tundra 259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to cover here tonight. Plus, you know, we've been talking about this doom and gloom, this horse theft story out of Keene, or not Keene, rather, but out of New Hampshire. We do the show from Keene. But over in Candia, one of our friends, Brian Travis, had his horses stolen, his wife's horses stolen from them. And there is, of course, more news on that. So I do want to get to that tonight. But we haven't talked really about the Liberty Forum. We haven't had a chance to really reflect on the wonderful event that was the Liberty Forum. And there's a great little story that I want to share there. Of course, this is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want at 800-259-9231. I guess we should, I don't know, Wayne, do you think we should... Should we wait for Mark to announce his news about what happened down in Florida? I feel like that would be the appropriate thing to do.
I do, too.
There was a verdict rendered, and I won't say anything more than that. But first, before we get to any of that, we got to go to the phones, and it's to Sam, who is in New Hampshire. Sam, today was a very interesting day, wasn't it?
It was, absolutely.
Where should we start?
Let's start with, I can start where I got there. I decided to go in to see Mike Barsky's trial for an incident where he was pulled over. There were a couple open containers in the car, and he hadn't registered and so forth after moving from California. And he also had a firearm in the car. And so he went into trial today, and I decided to attend to film that and, make sure there's a public trial and the press is there to capture it and so forth, as their rules say.
Mm-hmm.
And, first thing walking in the door, they see the camera, and they're telling me that I can't bring it in and ask me if it's on. I told them it was. And they're like, oh, well, you can't bring that in. I'm like, well, it's on. It's not recording, which was true after I hit the button to stop it recording. But they told me I needed to go see the clerk over at the window, which is odd. I've never had anyone do this. And by the way, when I do this in Plano, I have never had a problem getting through security with a camera because you're absolutely allowed to film in the lobby. I mean, they're not proceedings. These judges up here in New Hampshire are just out of control, saying that trying to restrict cameras in the parking lots and the lobbies of the courthouses and so forth.
And it's happening all over the place. It's happening in Keene, where we live. It's happening in Milford, which is where we work today. I've heard it's happening out in Dover, so out on the seacoast. So all across the state, this is going on. And this was your first time seeing it happen in Milford, so you'd experienced it in Keene, and this definitely needs to change.
Right. Yeah. Well, actually, I've never been denied in Keene, but we haven't gone to a trial yet. So this is actually my first trial in New Hampshire, and I was a little bit new to all of the laws and stuff here. I don't have them memorized. I haven't read through all of the codes and things that I need to start going after these guys. But I figured, well, if I can't quote them the law, at least I can make a lot of noise.
Yeah, you certainly did.
Make them a little bit nervous and keep them on edge.
Yeah. It was funny. It's so funny today because today Sam was the only one who was yelling in court. Like normally the judge and the bailiffs are more than willing to yell at somebody if they step out of line. But today it was Sam who was doing all the yelling, and they were just sort of trying to do whatever they could to avoid the situation, to quiet things down. They called the cops on him, but luckily you didn't get arrested today, Sam.
Hey, Sam, could I call you Sam? You are.
Sam, you are. I like Sam, I am.
Well, you can say that.
So when they sent me over to the clerk, I'm like, okay, this is not going to go the way the law says it should. So I got out my contact sheet, and this is a simple thing. It just, I fill out my name, I fill out the county, the date. It's a way to just document what happens. It has lists of the bureaucrats' names, their titles and any comments, and then general comments about the day.
I was in awe watching this comment sheet come out and watching their response to what you were doing. You did was ask for their names, and they immediately started to shut down, and one lady wouldn't even give her first name.
She told me, no, she didn't. The first thing I did when I asked for her name, she looked at me just horrified, and she said, "I'm not giving that to you," and turned to walk away. And I said, "Okay, is that what you want me to write down? I'm not giving that to you." And I said, "Are you refusing to identify yourself? Because that's a crime." And then they got a little nervous. And then the supervisor came over.
Now, Sam, hold on. Is that actually a crime? Was it a crime in Texas? And it is for sure in New Hampshire. What's your certainty on that?
I don't know about New Hampshire. I would be amazed if somebody acting in capacity of, you know, a government bureaucrat is not required to identify themselves when asked.
Well, you know, even if it isn't a requirement, it's still fun to watch you essentially take the same position that the bureaucrats do. I mean, normally they just make crap up. They'll say, yeah, well, that's illegal for you to record me and, you know, blah, 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 wherever it is that they are. And they're making that up. So even if it isn't true, it's just funny watching you essentially use their tactics back on them.
Yeah, so then when they tried to, they wouldn't come to the glass anymore, I stuck my mouth right up to the little hole in the plexiglass and started shouting, "Come over here right now and tell me your name!" They were horrified. So then they got the judge. They're like, "Oh, we can't handle this guy. We better send him."
Well, the clerk came up. The clerk did come up, and she told you the other woman's first name, but she wouldn't give her last name.
Yeah, and she wouldn't give her last name either. The
right.
Two of them would just give their first name.
Even though she's the clerk of the court, and all you have to do is go to the internet and you can find out her name, but she was still being conciliatory about it.
Right, absolutely. So they decide that we need to go have a hearing with the judge, and we go, actually the two of us, because Ian, you had filed a motion letting them know.
I filed a motion this time. I'm just trying to play in their rules, because they claim to have these rules that if you just follow these rules, then the media can get in. So is this possible? Well, they've denied me at every turn so far. I went in one time, tried to bring the camera in. They said, "No, you don't have your press credentials." I came back with press credentials. They said, "You're not the press." And, you know, this time around, I put in, and then the last time, actually, I put in a motion for recording, which was denied. This time around, I put in a motion for freedom of the press. That way, it was actually written down, freedom of the press, and it came back denied, because apparently I was there too close to the trial, was the claim of the judge. However, that's in direct contradiction to what happened last time, where it was a different judge at the same court who allowed the Nashua Telegraph photographer to come in during the trial. He came in, put his motion in during the trial, and was allowed to come in. So there's no consistency whatsoever, and they just make it up as they go along.
There is consistency, and the consistency is, if you're one of the pro-state media organizations and you fawn over the politicians and you tell them what they want to hear and you frame the stories from their perspective, they'll give you access to their courts on a moment's notice. If you're not, however, then you don't get to come in and film, because, you know, you have to agree with them in order for them to uphold the rights they swore an oath to do.
You know, I even in my motion, I even let them know that there were people in the media, and I listed some organizations that were considering filing charges against them, just to kind of throw a little shot across the bow, like, "Hey, well, you know, we're thinking about doing this. How about you just let us in with our cameras?" But apparently they want some charges to be filed, Sam.
I guess. So going in, you know, I tried to look these up in the car on the way out, but I could not find it. I think they're in the municipal court rules where it says they're required to allow cameras in. So I knew that hearing with the judge was not going to result in any cameras getting in her courtroom, or the people's courtroom, I'm sorry. And so instead, I just kind of tried to argue with her and throw her off and didn't let her finish her sentences and kept interrupting. And
it was amazing to me how you went in there and essentially were loud and in their face, and they did not like it one bit, but they didn't make a move on you. Yeah, they did call the cops, but you...
Oh, and that was after I threatened to call the police. I said, if these people aren't identifying me, I'm going to call the police. Oh, we'll call them, because they don't want me being the complaining party at protections.
All right, we're going to come back with more.
They want to be the first one to call.
Sam, do you have more time here?
Sure.
Hang on. More with Sam in moments here. 800-259-9231. You can dial in if you were there today. There were about 25 people there today. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live, and or you can bring up whatever you want.
And now it's time for the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute with tips and advice on eating healthy and living long. Here's your host, nutrition and diet expert and author of The Engine 2 Diet, Rick Esselstyn.
Those of us advocating a plant-based diet often hear the myth that you can't get enough calcium by eating this way. In reality, a diverse plant-based diet is one of the best available sources of calcium and lets you avoid the unhealthy effects associated with dairy products. One reason why Americans have such a high incidence of osteoporosis, which is weakening of the bones, isn't a lack of dietary calcium, but an excess of animal protein. So, no milked mustache for you. For the Diet and Health Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Esselstyn.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete turned firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies, so when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 diet. With the Engine 2 diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods, and it's also packed with dozens of easy mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and did you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
If you experience sudden bouts of joint discomfort, swelling, and redness, especially in your ankle or toe, you are not alone. Millions of Americans experience joint discomfort caused specifically by a buildup of crystallized uric acid in the joints. This can hinder your daily activities like walking and sleeping, and can keep you from enjoying your life until you try Uricinex. Uricinex is formulated to supplement the uric acid balancing nutrients you may not find in your everyday diet. As part of a healthy lifestyle, Uricinex helps relieve bouts of joint irritation while promoting your healthy joint comfort and control. No negative side effects, just lasting relief. For the past 4 years, Uricinex has helped people just like you from all over the world, with millions shipped to date. Call 1-888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 1-888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That website is the number 4FITLEGS.com. And remember, ask how you can get Uricinex for free today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including the updates. You get signed up, and we keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And if you go to freetalklive.com, you'll also find the Adult Friend Finder banner, the world's largest adult social network and sex personals, over 19 million members. We'll then help you find that sexy someone to hook up with tonight. The banner's at freetalklive.com. All right, so we continue with Sam, who is on the line in New Hampshire. Sam was out at Milford District Court today for the trial of activist Mike Barsky being brought up on a number of different charges. And before the trial even had a chance to start, there was some real fireworks that erupted up at the clerk's window, basically, where you got into a heated discussion with these bureaucrats. It ended up transferring into the actual courtroom, where essentially you were yelling at the judge, and you got away with it.
Yeah, well, before she even came out, I heard him in the back because, you know, this is what they do. They don't want you to see them public. The clerk basically goes around and says, he won't file the motion so we can deny it. What do we do? And I hear her saying that, and I said, I yelled to the back room, I'm not required to file a motion. This is a right. Before she even made it out the door. So she had an idea of what she was walking into.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened to you? We went back and forth a few times discussing various issues of the press, and she said, oh, you had to give notice. And I said, and her reason was the court's inconvenienced by, you know, the camera. And I said, well, what's more inconvenient, me taking 2 minutes to set this camera up right here in the corner, or this hearing that's already taken 10 minutes?
Right. That didn't faze her.
And so I think she eventually got tired of, what happened? I realized, okay, hold on. She invited us up to the table because it was a hearing and it was on the record.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point I realized, okay, this is a proceeding. Proceedings shall be open to the public. And there was nobody in the courtroom. It was only us two invited in. And again, just like last time with Jesse and Charlie, they had the bailiff posted outside the door, not letting anyone in.
Was there one outside the door? Because there was one inside the door. I know that.
Yes. When I opened the door, I hit him in the back the door. And so I said, hold on just a minute, and I just walked away without even letting the judge finish her sentence. And I pushed the door open, and I said, hey, anybody that wants to come in here and see this lady deny the freedom of the press in her court, come on in, because all proceedings are open to the public. Well, the bailiff takes it upon himself to decide that, no, that's not the case, that he's only there to follow orders from the judge. Wrong. And he refuses access, so he denied the public access to this hearing that you and I were attended.
Yes.
That's a crime. Okay, he violated the law, and he just committed a misdemeanor.
And there's audio recording of that, because they should have had their mics on and open and recording that. So you might be able to actually get that from them.
Yeah, and I imagine there was an activist or two in the lobby that was recording that as well.
And I'm so, I spaced out this morning. I did not bring my press pass, nor did I bring the audio recording device, because it seems like they aren't having too big of an issue with audio recording devices, though no one has really attempted to bring one in. I don't think anyone has attempted to bring one into that court, so.
Yeah, and I forgot as well, so.
Yeah. We'll be more prepared next time.
Well, a cell phone with a big memory card would probably be enough for that.
Well, plus, that's true, and it didn't really cross my mind to do that. But there's going to be another opportunity coming up in about a month's time at Keene Court, when Dave Ridley is arraigned for being arrested for recording in the court lobby in Keene Court. So there are people that are talking about doing a camera disobedience either at that time or a little bit later when a couple of other activists are on trial. So many opportunities to perfect this.
I think I would be down for that.
Yeah.
So she eventually gets tired of me talking over her and so forth and tells me to, leave. So I stand outside. What happened? I think they opened the doors to the courtroom to let everybody in or something, and this was to start the trial. And so I'm going to walk in with my camera, and the bailiff starts getting in my face again, and you can't come in here with that. You can't come in here with that. And then he pushes my camera, and that's battery. And he, you can't come in here. And so I just pick the camera up right there from the lobby, turn it on, start recording, and start yelling at the judge that she's a tyrant.
Oh, yes. Sam, you know, and, I'm still convinced that the bureaucrats down in Texas all chipped in and bought your house.
It wouldn't surprise me. Awesome. So I called her a tyrant a couple times, and she's screaming at the bailiffs, "Tell her, shut the door, James, shut the door." And so they closed the doors as fast as they can.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then I went outside. I think Lauren and Jen were in the parking lot because she didn't want to go through security. I'm guessing they held on to my camera. And I went ahead and went back in, sat down, stared at the bureaucrats, made them feel uncomfortable, was whispering things to the cop who was sitting in the back row, looked at him while he was on the stand testifying, doing what I can to kind of throw him off, and caught the judge's eye and the clerk, court clerk's eye, and she got up and left the room after that.
And then the bailiff goes and sits down in the clerk's chair. Just takes it easy.
I don't know what was going on with that. I've never seen anything like that happen.
Nervousness.
That was pretty much it. You know, the trial was going on, and then I had to leave to get my dad off to the airport.
Well, there was a little bit more to the story as far as what the judge, because after the trial was over, I went up, and I was talking to the judge, and, you know, she was very, very nice. And one of the things I noticed about this particular iteration of the court was that the bureaucrats were a little bit more, PR-oriented than they normally are, a little more public relations-oriented than they normally are. They were being much nicer about their tyranny today. Not to say they were being any less tyrannical, but they were certainly putting on a friendly face. So I had a chat with the judge about, well, she denied my motion for freedom of the press. And, of course, I agree with you, Sam, that people should just bring cameras in, but we're getting to the point where we've got enough people to force that as a successful thing.
Yeah, and here's the reason why. Freedom of the press is a right. It's in the U.S. Constitution. It's in the New Hampshire Constitution. And if you have to go fill out a form, it's not a right. It's a privilege.
Yeah.
And they're trying to convert a right into a privilege. They're given purview over the courtroom proceedings to ensure an orderly process. But I'm sorry, setting up a camera in the back of the room does not interfere with the process.
I just can't believe that they said it's
outrageous.
I'm sorry. I can't believe that they would say Ian is not the press. I mean, the guy's a syndicated radio talk show host on 45 stations and yada, 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 and he's not the press?
Well, you know what? There was a significant success today that really went mostly unnoticed, and that is that Jesse came in with a copy of the New Hampshire Constitution, and this is an interesting approach. He comes in with a copy of the New Hampshire Constitution, points to Article 4, which is like the right to conscience, and he goes up to the clerk's window. He says, I just wanted to let you know that I'll be wearing a hat in court, in court today, and he points out, Article 4 or whatever, and they say, well, you're going to have to fill out a motion to talk to the clerk about this. And so he starts filling out the motion, and then later they come back and they say hats will be allowed in court today. So he never even finished the motion, and all of a sudden they're allowing hats in, which they'd previously arrested Jesse for and threw him in a jail cell. So we're going to continue discussing this. Sam, you can stay or go. Hang on, we're going to put you on hold and see what he decides to do. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can, of course, bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the Packlight. The Packlight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My Packlight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a Packlight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Are you tired of searching for Craig Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, including the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive there free. That's wiki, W-I-K-I, .freetalklive.com. And the Institute for Humane Studies is offering 12 different seminars this summer in locations across the country. Chicago, Boston, Berkeley, Philly, D.C., and more. Participation is free, and the Institute for Humane Studies is even providing housing and meals. Now, they're offering seminars for people across the spectrum, from those simply curious about the libertarian perspective to those extremely passionate about liberty. The IHS offers career-oriented seminars in journalism, public policy, and film and production, as well as academia. These seminars provide career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures on topics relevant to each career path. You can go and get registered at libertarianseminars.com. Libertarianseminars.com. The deadline is March 31st. Libertarianseminars.com. Just continuing the recap of today's events, it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or actually I guess it was a little bit earlier than that when everything got started. The activists came from all over the states. The Liberty activists, of course, we're talking about Free State Project members and New Hampshire natives as well, gathered together in Milford District Court, as they've done apparently a few times recently, because the state government people continue to target activists and continue to attempt to prosecute and the most victimless of crimes, and that's what was going on today. Mike Barsky was being put on trial for, you know, horrible, terrible crimes like having an open container, having a gun unloaded in his car, really crimes, so-called crimes with no victim. Speeding, I think, was one of the other ones. So there was a handful of things. And about 24 activists showed up today, which was, in my opinion, fantastic. I mean, we've been able to pull 24 activists for these recent trials and arraignments, whether it's been an arraignment, which is a very short occasion, or a trial. About 24 people have been consistently coming out over the last 3 months. And I think that's some great progress, because it used to be 5 to 15, somewhere in between there, and now it's really cranking up. That whole courtroom was almost full with activists. If we'd had another 24, we would have been in standing room only in that court today. And let me tell you, they know it. These bureaucrats realize that something is up, that something is changing, and this has probably never occurred before, you know, in the history of them running this court. Certainly, we know that people wearing hats in court has never occurred before, and that was one of the major victories today, in my opinion. Because we were there in that very same court a few weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, when Jesse and Charlie, another couple Free Staters, were being put on trial, one of them, Jesse, for wearing a hat in the courtroom. The judge at the time stopped the proceedings and interrupted to admonish Jesse for wearing the hat, to demand he explain himself. He attempted to explain himself. It wasn't a good enough explanation. She had him thrown in a jail cell for the afternoon. Then, when the trial came about, they essentially gave him time served for the disobeying an order or whatever it was. So disorderly conduct was what the charge was he was brought up on. And today, Jesse went up to fill out this motion to let them know he was going to be wearing hats in court, and they came back before he could even finish it, and they said, hats will be allowed. So, on one hand, a couple weeks ago, this very same judge was claiming that hats being allowed in the courtroom was destructive to the administration of justice. So if hats being allowed in the courtroom is destructing to the administration of justice, then justice must have been destroyed today? No. The court operated in its normal fashion. There were about three or maybe four people that wore hats into court today. They were all, everybody was fine. No one even mentioned it this time around. And the court managed to get through its business just fine with people wearing hats.
I guess you'll have to substitute the word justice with the illusion of authority, maybe? But actually, it was very smart of them today to do this. I would call it kind of the bend but don't break strategy, where you give a little bit and then you establish some trust and goodwill, and then people mm-hmm. tend to maybe not be as aggressive or as, they're more likely to back off from you if you back off from them a little bit.
We would love to have them back off from us. I mean, if they would just leave people alone, if they wouldn't go after folks for nonviolent crimes, for crimes, rather, that are consensual, that have no victim, then we would never be seen in their courtrooms. You know, if they would just stop arresting marijuana smokers, stop handing out speeding tickets, stop doing all this nonsense, and really focus on catching the arsonists, the vandals, the murderers, the rapists, catching those people, they would never hear a peep from the liberty-oriented community. So hopefully that's what it'll get to. Hopefully they can bend themselves back to that point and start doing the right thing all the time.
And thinking about the two basic laws, and I tell people this a lot, and they really like it, is, I mean, the two basic laws are do all you've agreed to do and do not aggress against others or their property. How
yep.
simple can it be?
Honor your agreements and do no harm. So today we had a lot of people there, which was great. And it was in the middle of the business day, which is usually when I was on trial back in November. And this is just 5-6 months ago. When I was on trial back in November, 5 or 10 people showed up for that. And that's because it was in the middle of the day. And it's difficult to get there. I mean, these are liberty-minded people, are hardworking individuals. They are very entrepreneurial. They're very busy. They're very work-oriented. And a lot of them have jobs and they have careers and things that they're focusing on during the daytime. So the fact that 25 people were able to turn out in the middle of a business day for this trial was absolutely fantastic.
Would you attribute that to new movers?
There's no doubt about it. New movers, and the activity level has risen as well. The amount of targeting that the government has been doing against the activists has gone up, and so it's given people more opportunities to get out there and get active. And obviously they're finding that they enjoy doing it, because I'm seeing the same faces a lot of times over and over again, and each time there's usually one or two new faces that are showing up. So it's not going to be long, Wayne, before we do have 50 people coming to any given trial or any given arraignment, 50 people showing up. And after that, it's not going to be long before we have 25 to 50 people in any given area around that one courthouse, so you don't have to have people coming over from Manchester or the Seacoast or other places of the state to where the activists can already be in the area, so it's more, it'll be then more convenient to attend things like this. I mean, it is growing to a point where it's really getting pretty exciting, and doubling the numbers will just do, I think, mind-blowing things for this.
It seems like it's happening throughout the United States, too, because as you know, for every action comes an equal and opposite reaction. When people push against another group of people long enough, the other people push back, and hopefully it's peaceful. But it kind of reminds me of the scene from Rambo when he says, you do it for his blood, not me.
That was a pretty good movie. I actually watched it as an adult recently, and I liked that. Rambo is definitely somebody you don't want to mess with.
And did you see the one, I think it was two, from Afghanistan? When at the very end they were talking about the gallant people of Afghanistan, and now we're going in there blowing them up 20 years later.
Toll-free number.
Well, not we, but, you know.
They. Yeah. 800-259-9231. So real quick, so after the trial was over, I went up and talked to the judge to try to just get her to nail down their obscure rules. Because she had said that the reason I wasn't allowed was because I didn't have a legitimate press pass, or I didn't have a press pass at all, and also because I submitted the motion too close to the actual trial. Well, we know that she's inconsistent there because earlier a different judge in the same court allowed a photographer in, and he submitted his motion during the trial. So clearly they're inconsistent there. She would not nail down an actual time period. Just earlier is better, right? So as soon as you allegedly find out about the trial, you're supposed to, as a member of the media, put in some motion. Of course, as Sam points out, if it's a right, you don't have to ask permission.
You know, I think these bureaucrats are afraid.
And yes.
One thing that you can do is you have to let them see that you're no one to be afraid of, and that you're peaceful, and you're just there to make a point.
Well, I can tell you that I seemed like Mr. Reasonable Nice Guy compared to Sam, who was in there yelling, and it was just great. So
you were the good cop.
Yeah, absolutely.
The good liberty cop.
Yep, and so the press pass, I wanted to know, okay, well, if you want me to have a press pass, what are the requirements? What makes the press pass a press pass? She said, well, it has to be legitimate. Well, what does that mean? What does it mean to be legitimate? She didn't really have an answer to that, and I said, so is it something where you'll know it when you see it? And she laughed about that. Oh, you mean like obscenity? Ha, ha, ha. And, you know, she was being very nice about being a little tyrant. 800-259-9231. So more activists can solve this problem, because the more people we have, the more brainstorming happens, the more courage the activists they get imbued with. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need, and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by heading over to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board with the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Simple concept. You send in $3 a month to the show. We take that, reinvest it into the program, and get on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Plus, you get perks like the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your phone calls about whatever you want, well, Lynn is on the line in Washington. Lynn, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello.
Hi,
and
Lynn,
thank you for your courage. It takes a lot of courage to go in and stand up and say what you want to say. I was wondering if you had heard about this report that just come out from the MIAC, the Missouri Information Analysis Center. Secret State Police report, Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Chuck Baldwin, libertarians are terrorists, and I've got all the documents over at InfoWars. It's unbelievable.
Well, I'm sure they scare a lot of socialists and tyrants out there, so they do strike terror in the hearts of those people.
Well, what they're trying to do is to skip what is really going on, what's really happening with the Constitution, and they're trying to blame it on the Muslims or other people. But anybody who's involved with the Libertarian Act or party apparently is going to also be considered people of interest.
Well, good. You know, if I wasn't already a person of interest, then I certainly should be on the list by now. And I hope they spend a whole lot of time looking at all of our propaganda and reading our ideas.
They are mine because my computer is just all kinds of glitched right now because of all the research I'm doing.
Right. Well, thanks for bringing that up. You know, I hadn't heard about that. It's very interesting. And any other thoughts tonight, Lynn?
The only thing I can say is that this has to do with federalizing the police department, and it's trickling all the way down. So we just, they've got a little town here, and they've got surveillance cameras in the parks, and all over the place. It's unbelievable. We've been chemtrailed today about 10 times.
Chemtrailed. You went and you had to just kill all your credibility with the chemtrail things. Are you really somebody that believes that you're being poisoned from the skies, or do you believe that the chemtrails are mind control, or is it something else entirely? What conspiracy do you subscribe to?
I'm not sure that I can adhere to any one in particular. I can say that I've had experiences with a lot of people I know with autoimmune systems after they've had the experience. But here's my question. What is it, and why won't they say?
They're called contrails, and if you go and do a little bit of research, you can find out that they've been around for a long time, and
yes,
that these days jet engines are made differently, so the contrails act differently than they used to in the past.
Yesterday I had a real contrail. A real one. And
there are different atmospheric conditions that can factor in here. I understand that it's really intriguing to believe that you're being poisoned from the skies or that there's mind-controlled dust being sprayed all over the place, but there's just no real evidence for that, and it makes you sound like kind of a crazy pot.
Really?
Yeah. So take a look.
He doesn't believe in contrails, ma'am.
I believe in contrails. I don't believe in chemtrails.
I can see that, but here would be my question then. Since I'm an older woman, so maybe I am a little crazy.
Someone would say I'm crazy too, so just to be clear.
And when I was young, there was a whole lot of different factors that were going on, but when kids came down with cancers, it was an anomaly. We'd have doctors from all over the world coming to
Is possible that they didn't diagnose cancer as well back then, that cancer might be a little easier to diagnose today? That's a possibility.
There are an awful lot of possibilities.
And correlation is not causation, so just because you happen to notice more contrails in the sky, that doesn't mean that it has anything to do with people getting more cancer. So you're going to have to do better than that one, Lynn.
Well, I wish you luck then, because I think you ought to be looking into it just a little bit more.
That's okay. I've looked into it, and it's a bunch of bunk. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I mean, how could I have not looked into it by now? There's all kinds of people that have called this show over the years talking about, the chemtrails are spraying us. And it's either they're trying to control, I forgot to control the weather. That's the third one. There's mind control, there's poisoning us, and then there's controlling the weather. And it's poppycock. There's just no evidence for it whatsoever. And even if it is true that they're doing those things, what are you going to do about it? You going to go build yourself an underground bunker and stay there all the time? Yeah, I mean, realistically, if the government is behind spraying chemicals all over the place, then the solution is to eliminate the state. The solution is to, secede or something like that. Take some significant action to do something about it instead of just, look at the skies, it's chemtrails.
Well, there's definitely a lot of theories on it, and I really don't know the answer to it. I wouldn't be surprised if it was what they're saying, but yet I have no proof of that, so I don't purport to know. But
The absurdity of it, Wayne, I mean, can we just look at one thing here? Bureaucrats, they are people. I mean, sometimes we don't want to think that they are because they act so inhumane toward their fellow man. However, they do tend to have families. Now, bureaucrats do care. I think most of them care about their families. I've in my past, I had a girlfriend whose mom was a bureaucrat, and she loved her family. And, the bureaucrats that I've been closer to in my life were people that did care about their families. So if the government is spraying chemicals, whether it's for mind control or whether it's to, poison people, why would they do it to their own families? Because their families are on that same earth that they're spraying. So, right. I mean, it just the whole idea that the government would easily be able to just recruit people in to do something like this is mind-blowing, number one. And number two, it just doesn't adhere to science when you actually take a look at what a contrail is, and you look at the jet engines, and you look at what actually is happening up there. People are just, they're just looking for something intriguing. They're looking for something dangerous. They want to feel like they know something that you don't, that there's something secretive going on, and they've got the inside track on it. And I'm sure there are a lot of secretive things going on the in the bowels of the authoritarian Leviathan state, but I don't know if that's one of them.
You know, you never know. There's a lot of things going on that we don't know about, more than you even think one would know.
But I don't have to worry about that, Wayne, because there are a lot of things going on that we do know about. We can point to story after story of people being abused by the state. We can point to endless reams of papers, of stories, of individuals having their homes raided by the police. We can talk about Brian Travis, who's a friend of ours here in New Hampshire, that had his horses stolen from him. We can talk about the absurdity of taxes. We can talk about the fiat dollar. We can talk about all kinds of real, concrete things that go to prove 100% that the whole concept of government is, it's anti-human, it's anti-mankind, it's anti-freedom. We can just go through all of the motions, as we do nightly on this show, and prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the pro-liberty position is the sensible, logical one. And never at any point do we have to pull out any speculation about what might be going on behind the scenes. Are they developing some new alien spacecraft behind the scenes? Are they poisoning people from the skies? Is there a mind control ray? Are they controlling the weather? None of it matters a whit. It's a waste of time to even be talking about it. In fact, you know what, Wayne, I like? I like the conspiracy theory that says that the real conspiracy is that the CIA and the government agencies are actually planting these ludicrous ideas like chemtrails and stuff like that, and the Masons, the Illuminati, and all this intriguing, sort of sexy, very, very Hollywood-sounding storylines, putting all this stuff out there for people like Lynn and everybody else that's looking for something special behind the scenes to find and scoop up and spend all their time on, so they don't do anything productive toward the ideas of advancing freedom. I think that's a pretty solid conspiracy. Theory.
If I were them, I'd probably do that. Misinformation is an
exactly.
important part of manipulating the population.
Exactly what it is. Why focus on the misinformation when there's real concrete tyranny going on out in the open?
Yeah, well, that's true. That's a very good point, Ian, and I agree with you on that. But they are kind of fun to look into, though, aren't they?
It can be fun to look into, but the problem is...
Dead aliens, man. I love the pictures of the dead aliens.
The problem is... It can be also debilitating because it's a rabbit hole that can grab hold of people and suck them in ever deeper into this unending just funnel of, this vortex, if you will, of conspiracy theories. There's never any end to it. I mean, once you think you've seen it all, then they say that, well, the people that are touting the conspiracy theories are part of the conspiracy, and then it just keeps going on into the realm of madness. So... if you're going to look into this stuff, do it very carefully. 800-259-9231, and make sure you do something significant to actually change the world rather than just researching on the internet. Hour 2's coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose, show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at restorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic strikes.